So a little bit of trickery there by Sean Weigel. He brings out the backup quarterback, Will Schneider, leaves the offense in there, and forces Bob Bartolomeo into a timeout here with 3:43 left in the first quarter. 21-yard Dalton Dye field goal for the Cardinals with 8:58 left to play in the first quarter. And then on the first possession by Indianapolis, Al McKellar goes 35 yards, a touchdown run. The drive, by the way, for Indianapolis, 7 plays, 75 yards, 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Indianapolis 7 and the Cardinals 3. 24 passing yards for Jewell, 9 for Indianapolis, but the rushing yards, 49 for the Cardinals and 66 for Indianapolis after one drive by Indy and two by the Cardinals. Here is Dye now. He is going to punt. He delivers it from his own 20-yard line, angles it toward his right sideline, and it goes out of bounds somewhere between the 35 and 40-yard line of Indianapolis, and that's where the Greyhounds will have it. Greyhounds number 6 in the nation this week, averaging 38.4 points per game, and boy, they're a grinded out offense with big play capability, 473 yards per game of offense, and that breaks down to 212 yards on the ground with 19 touchdowns and 225 yards passing with 17 touchdowns, and they're 43% on third down. That's a pretty good indication your offense is powerful. Rika is the quarterback. He has a running back to the left side of him, two men to the right. He'll go that way underneath Garrett Willis, catches, and he's up to the 45-yard line, and that'll be close to a first down. Just a yard short, 44-yard line. Willis is a redshirt senior from St. Louis and has 620 yards coming in, 35 receptions, both lead the team. Also 4 touchdowns. Had a big game against Truman State with 190 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Bulldogs. Second down and 1. Perica will throw short, left side, caught there, and a first down by a yard or 2 as they make the tackle at the 46-yard line. Good for a first down. And making the catch there for Indianapolis was Devon Bell, a 5'7 freshman from Indianapolis. So first and 10, Indianapolis. Fake handoff on the jet sweep going left. Now the long throw by Perica. He's got a man, and it's right through his hands at the 20-yard line as it goes through the hands of Matteo. On single coverage deep.
Number 20 to Corey Lewis falls incomplete.
And so the long pass to Matteo, and it was Ward on the coverage on the seam route straight down the middle. So not a bad time to do that midfield. And they got the coverage they wanted with Ward back there, but now second and 10 from their own 46-yard line. A man wide to the left. Now the slot man on the right making the move across. The handoff is again the read option and up to the 49-yard line plowing forward. And that once again is Al McKellar. So McKellar up to about midfield is where the spot's going to be. And third down and 6 for UIndy.
And with 5 yards to go, it's now third down for the
McKellar is going to come out. And they're going to empty the backfield here, it looks like. Perica sends two men to the right, two to the left, and he's got an H-back in there on the right side as well. From just inside the left hash mark, Cardinals showing blitz as Chavez starts to step in. Now Spencer, here's the throw to the right side, caught there by Mateo, and he is going to be very close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot on the right sideline, and it is a first down at the Cardinal 42-yard line.
Justice Taylor
on the coverage, took him out of bounds, but it is a first down. Aaron Mateo is a redshirt freshman from Fishers, Indiana, 11 receptions on the year coming in. But 276 yards. He was averaging 25 yards a catch and has 4 touchdowns. He's also rushed 3 times this year. First and 10, Indianapolis. They lead 7-3. It's their second drive of the game. Handoff and looking straight ahead. Then bouncing out to the left. Good yardage. It's McKellar again across the 35 to the 30. Still on his feet at the 25-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of about 15 yards. He is quick. Not only going forward, but laterally as well. He danced around several different tacklers before Major Walker had a second chance at him. And Walker pulled him down from behind at the 25-yard line. So Indianapolis on the move. They scored on a 35-yard touchdown run on their last possession. Man in motion from the left side. That's the receiver Higgins. He'll line up on the right side. Three to the wide side now. A throw on the run. It's on the mark to Willis. And Willis ridden out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Right on his back was Justice Taylor.
Stop by number four.
It'll be
Justice
short of a first
Taylor.
Down by 2 yards, 2.5 make it. And second down coming up for UIndy. Cardinals scored on the opening drive, a field goal from 21 yards. Indianapolis answered with a touchdown. Cardinals had a 3-and-out on their second possession, and now Indianapolis drives toward the south end zone. The H-back in motion, that's Kamak, who's the leading H-back. And as the ball is snapped, the whistle sounds. Here's the
throw. The ball was snapped. Time expired for the first quarter.
Well, and so that explains that. And so Indianapolis will be facing second down and about 2.5 when we come back for quarter number two. Long drives have been the story of the first quarter. 7-3, Indianapolis on top of Jewel. Well, a rare chance these days to do a little bit of radio play-by-play. Again, our video became inoperable without connectivity today, so we have switched to audio format today. And it's been a good first quarter. Indianapolis 7, the Cardinals 3, long drives. The Cardinals had the ball for 6:02 on their field goal drive, and Indianapolis 3 minutes and 43 seconds, but now a longer drive on their second possession. Second down, 2.5 yards for Indianapolis, up 7-3, and they have the ball at the Jewel 17.5. The fake handoff, and the quarterback is going to take it. Parika goes off the left side. He's across the 10-yard line. He'll easily have the first down at inside the 8-yard line. So Indy with that high-powered offense, averaging 38.5 points a game, and they are across the 10 and looking at first and goal. They are going to bring a wide receiver out, actually a running back. Juan Payton listed kind of as both. And in comes a tight end. It looks like it is Colin Timmons that is in. One running back, McKellar, the H-back. Again is Kimmick, the hand up the middle, 5-yard line hit, and then down at the 5. The Cardinals make the tackle, wrapping up around the knees was, I believe, the linebacker, Kendall Spencer. He was the guy closest to the play, again, though, of about 3. Kendall Spencer is from Shawnee, Kansas, a redshirt sophomore, 26 tackles now, 2.5 tackles for a loss and an interception. Blocklinger was on the defensive line. He comes out now. And the Cardinals will go with a straight 3-man front here. Hunt to one of the ends, Walker the other end. The running back is now Payton. Back to throw. Parika has a man on an underneath route. A catch and a run to the right side of the end zone. And no problem for Garrett Willis getting in from 5 yards out. A little drag route from the left side to the right. Eric Willis has a 5-yard touchdown pass. It's his 4th touchdown reception of the season. Garrett Willis from 5. And for Parika, that's his 18th touchdown of the year. It comes with 13:29 left in the half. Extra point try is up, and it is good by Schickel. And so Indianapolis, they've scored on both of their drives in this game, and they take a 10-3 lead over William Jewell.